When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Emmy news, Dean.
Yeah, they're going to be announcing the primetime Emmy nominations mostly later on this morning. The bulk of the nominations will come out after 10:30, but they did announce a couple of categories already. They include Outstanding Reality Competition Program. The nominees are The Traitors, RuPaul's Drag Race, The Amazing Race, Survivor is back in the hunt, and Top Chef. Interestingly, The Voice did not get nominated. It is could have been up for its fourth Emmy had it not been snubbed, and it's the first time since 2012 that The Voice has not been nominated. The other category that they announced early this morning was Outstanding Talk Series. Jimmy Kimmel Live was nominated. The Daily Show was nominated. And The Late Show with Stephen Colbert nominated. Seth Meyers getting a big old snub. Jimmy Fallon getting a big old snub. I'm not sure if John Oliver's show is considered Outstanding Talk Series or not, or if it falls under, you know, some kind of other category or not. But definitely of the Daily Shows, Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon both did not get nominated this year. So we will get the, you know, the bulk of the nominations for dramas, for comedies, for, you know, limited edition specials. All that's coming out after 10:30 this morning.
When are we going to get the latest Harry Potter show?
That is not going to be until 2027. It looks like they're off to kind of a good start with this. They released the names and also pictures of who will be the new Harry, Hermione, and Ron Weasley. 11-year-old Dominic McLaughlin will play the new Harry Potter. Also joining the cast is Arabella Stanton as Hermione Granger, Alistair Stout as Ron Weasley. They look like little mini versions of the actors who played all these roles in all of the movies that have already come out. We already knew that John Lithgow was going to be in the staff in the cast as Professor Dumbledore. Janet McTeer is going to be Professor McGonagall. Nick Frost is going to be Hagrid. They have already started production in the UK, and this will be on HBO in 2027.
So this is a series?
This is going to be a Harry Potter series, a television series this time. If you want to see what these kids look like, by the way, I mean, they're all over the internet. If you're interested in that. But they look just like exactly what you would think they would look like.
What happened to Kanye West in China?
We found out that people in China have exceptionally good taste in music. They booed him off of his own concert. He was in Shanghai over the weekend doing a show there. First of all, he was 40 minutes late for the show. Then there were technical issues throughout the show. Fans were saying that he was lip-syncing many of his very own songs. And then the fans started just, you know, booing and, you know, wanted him to get off the stage. They were not happy with the whole thing. Many there called it the worst concert that they have ever seen in their lives. Kanye, or as, you know, those of us in the know simply call him Ye, posted on his X account. He said he thanked everybody for showing up and called the energy amazing.
All right.
So apparently he's having hearing problems also.
And Dean has the Beyonce crime story today. What happened to her?
You know, it's an enormous effort to move a show as big as Beyonce's concert from city to city, but they pull into Atlanta, and some of Beyonce's music, unreleased music, along with footage and plans for shows and concert set lists, were all stolen from a rental car that her choreographer had out. Why he's driving around with all that stuff, it's a little bit beyond me, but these were materials that were all on little thumb drives, five thumb drives, and they were stolen just 2 days before Beyonce's four-day run in Atlanta. Two MacBook laptops were taken, Apple headphones, luxury clothing, all reported stolen as well. Atlanta police say that they've got a suspect and an arrest warrant, but they have not released the person's identity yet.
And on the romance beat, we have Jennifer Aniston hanging out with somebody new, don't we?
Yeah, we haven't had Jennifer Aniston hooked up like it's any of our business with anybody for quite a while now, but she was photographed. We've been using the word canoodling this morning because we think it's cute. She's been canoodling with a hypnotherapist by the name of Jim Curtis. They were on a yacht just off of the coast of Majorca, Spain, kind of, kissing and snuggling and all the things that are involved in a good canoodle.
Yeah.
They have been seeing each other for a couple of months now. Aniston was previously married to Brad Pitt in the early 2000s and then to Justin Theroux from 2015 to 2018. People in the know, close to her, say she's in a very good place right now. Very grounded, fulfilled, very happy. So we wish her the very best.
Dean spoke with the actor who played Perry White in the new Superman movie. Did you call him Chief, Dean?
No, because anyone in the know with any Superman knowledge whatsoever, you know that you never call Perry White Chief. That's something that he absolutely hates. We sat down with the cast members who are, employees of the Daily Planet, the great Metropolitan newspaper. We sat down with the villains. We sat down with the Justice Gang. But one interview kind of stood out a little bit because the actor named Wendell Pierce, who plays Perry White in the new movie, he was talking about the old black and white Supermans, the ones that we all grew up with George Reeves, and how I have mentioned to him that I was a super Superman fan when I was a little kid, and had something happen to me that he completely could relate to, and he and I bonded over our dopey boyhood thing that we did because we loved Superman so much.
I also grew up with the old black and whites, a super fan of them. And I was convinced that the only reason that I couldn't fly is that I didn't have a cape. Mm-hmm. So I went and got the biggest bath towel that I could find and wrapped it around my neck and climbed up to our garage roof and jumped off.
How old were you and how hurt did you get?
I broke my arm.
No!
And I might have been 8 or 10 years old.
I was 7. And actually, in Chicago. And this is the scar right here in my eyebrow. I jumped out of a tree on the south side of Chicago playing Superman.
No.
Trying to fly.
No.
And I just realized that you were finding it out in the moment. I am having a flashback and realizing, I did that too.
Yeah.
And it was on 98th and Oglesby on Southside, right off of Jeffers.
I grew up in 81st and Colfax.
Oh, wow, yes.
With neighbors.
We were probably trying to fly to each other at the same time.
Always nice to know that there's somebody as dopey as you.
That's pretty funny.
I'm telling you what, I could not be more convinced. I was absolutely serious. If I had if only I had a cape, a real cape, I would be able to fly like Superman. And when I walked around, if I was going from one place to the other, I would have my arms extended like Superman does when, he flies, and I would make this sound with my mouth. Shh. and kind of, you know, weave back and forth on the sidewalk. Complete nerd. This explains a lot about me.
I love those shows. I still like to watch them when I see them. But I don't remember ever putting a cape on and trying to jump off of a building. I think at a very young age about special effects. Maybe once in a while I would just, you know, be on a table with my arms extended and put the fan on.
Oh, so. Yeah, that would be good too.
Safer that way.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. But, you know, for years I hid the secret because it's so stupid and dopey. And kids, don't do what Uncle Dean did. But now I feel better knowing that the guy who played Perry White in this movie, he was just as dopey a kid as I was.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.